The Prodigal Son. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. There once lived a man who had two sons. One day, the younger son came to his father and said, "Father, I would like my share of your property now." For he was to receive half when his father died. His father gave him his share. The son then took the money and all that he owned and traveled to a faraway country. There, he spent all his money having a good time and doing things his father had taught him not to do. Then a terrible famine swept across the country, and the boy had no money for food. He was very hungry. To stay alive, he took a job feeding pigs. "My father's workers have plenty to eat," he thought. "I'll go back home and say, 'Father, I am not worthy to be called your son, but please, I only ask that you make me one of your workers.'" While the boy was still far from the house, his father saw him coming. His heart was filled with love and mercy. "My son! My son has come home!" he shouted. He threw his arms around the boy and kissed him. "Father, I have disobeyed God, and I have disobeyed you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son," said the boy. But his father replied, "Quickly, bring me our finest robe and put it on my son. Put a ring on his finger and new shoes on his feet. Let us prepare the biggest meal ever and celebrate. For my son, who I thought was dead, is alive. He was lost, but now is found." Meanwhile, the older brother had come in from working in the fields. When he heard the music and dancing, he asked, "What's all this celebration?" A servant replied, "Your brother has come home, and your father is preparing a big meal." This angered the older brother, and he refused to go into the house. His father came outside and pleaded with him, but his son answered, "For years, I have worked for you and done everything you have asked. But when this son of yours comes home after wasting all that you gave him, you have a celebration. It's not fair." "My son," said his father, "you are always with me. I love you and think of you always. Everything that I have is yours. But we must celebrate the homecoming of your brother. For the son I thought to be dead is alive. He was lost, but now is found."